Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and this podcast is on the new Olympus LS-14 recorder, just released the latter part of November. It's smaller than the LS-100, and quite good. It has a lot of things going for it. It has some quite unusual features, actually, one of which is an ability to do a rehearsal of the loudest points of a file, and then record with that as the upper level, plus you can add a limiter, and even make more sure that you're not distorted. This and a lot of other features will be covered in this podcast. I will also do an electronic file of some of the onboard editing features you have on this recorder, such as partially erasing a file, splitting a file, trimming the ends off a file, etc. A lot of things that you can do, and they all have voice guidance. And guess what, friends? One really nice thing. Well, among many. Two AA batteries. Battery time, 48 hours of recording. Now, I'm not sure what format they were using when they did this recording, but that's a lot of hours. I've been playing with this constantly for a couple days. I'm still on my first set of batteries, and it still says battery level high. So let's see what we can discover about this recorder. By the way, I am using a windscreen, the windscreen that came with the Zoom H4n recorder. Like the 100, these mics are very subject to wind, although unlike the LS-100, wind coming into the sides and bottom of the recorder don't seem to bother it. The LS-100 is rather strange in that regard. You can blow into the side of it, and it's almost like you're blowing into the microphone. There are a lot of windscreens that can work on this recorder. The one that is made by Olympus for the LS-100 will work. The Zoom H4n will work. The Zoom H2n will work. It's a size that really accommodates a lot of windscreens. All right, onward and upward. When you first get the recorder, you'll have to insert the batteries. And as I say further in this podcast, the battery door is on the back at the bottom. You simply slide it open. Put the batteries in with the positive end of both batteries toward the bottom of the recorder and slide the battery door back on. Turn it on with the spring-loaded switch on the left-hand side. And first it will say set clock. If you don't have enough vision to do this, you simply press enter, which is the middle button of the navigation ring near the lower left front of the recorder. And you'll be asked if you want voice guidance on or off. I believe it's set to on, but you can use the up and down arrows to arrow back and forth and make sure, and when it says on, you simply press the enter button again, and you're good to go. This is a smaller recorder than the Olympus LS-100. The actual dimensions of the recorder are 5.46 inches long, 2.07 inches wide, and 0.9 inches thick. The weight, 5.8 ounces. First of all, what's in the box? You get the recorder, you get a short USB cord. If you've had an Olympus recorder before, you know that you've gotten an adapter, or at least some of them have given you an adapter, that is A-type female to B-type male. That's basically what you have here, except it's on a longer cord. It's about a 6-inch cord that's that adapter, but it is not really a cable that allows you to connect to your computer. You basically have to have one of your own. And if you have one with two larger ends on it, you would simply plug one of the larger ends, the A-type, into the A adapter, and then you have a B-type end on that cable. You get an odd-looking little clip that supposedly connects the recorder to a mic stand, but I have yet to figure out how. Well, I know how, but it really seems odd. It's one of those things where it's like a clothespin. You open it by pressing on two pieces of plastic, and the other side of it has two pieces of plastic that open. It's the kind of thing that you would fit on a microphone to hold it on a mic stand. And on one side of it, there is the thread for the recorder, which makes no sense to me, because if you put the clamp on a vertical mic stand, the thread for the recorder is facing sideways, so I'm not sure quite how that works. There are two AA batteries. By the way, this recorder says nothing about using NIMH batteries. I have alkaline hybrids, which I can use that are rechargeable, but I've not tried NIMH. I'm guessing they work, but the recorder only says alkaline. It doesn't say they don't work. It just mentions alkaline. And you get a very nice, soft, padded case that zips up around the end. Very nice for protecting the recorder. By the way, this recorder comes with 4 gig of internal memory, as well as your being able to use an SD card. Let me first describe the recorder. The microphones are on top. They are outward-facing 90-degree microphones, and they actually stick out from the recorder as little round cylinders. Windscreen does fit over them. The windscreen that's made for the Olympus LS100 works. As I said, a lot of other windscreens work. The microphones are cardioid, so you get a lot of stereo spread. This recorder has the 3 microphones set up with the omnidirectional mic in the middle. Strangest setup I've ever seen in my life, but it's there. And you can turn on and off the omnidirectional microphone, fortunately. Underneath the microphones is the display, a very large display, and under the display you have 3 function buttons, function 1, function 2, and function 3, and they do different things depending on what mode you're in. Let's think of the buttons below the function buttons as in 3 areas. The first area is the transport buttons. From left to right you have play, pause, stop, and record. Actually, it's not play, pause. Pressing the play button again won't do anything. Pressing stop pauses it. Pressing play again resumes the playback. Below that on the left, you have the navigation controls, the normal right, left, up and down, and middle, enter, similar to what you've seen on other recorders. These are not quite protruded out as much, so they're a little harder to find, but they're certainly doable. Across from that, to the right, is the menu button. In the bottom third of the area we're describing, on the left, at the very bottom left of the recorder front, is the erase button, and across from that is the mode dial, which we'll have more to say about in just a minute. On the right side of the recorder, at the top, right under the microphone, is the microphone input jack, which is a mini jack. You can either turn plug-in power on or off for plug-in power mics. Right below that is the line-in jack, and they've really figured out how to do line-in. You can record from a nominal line-out source or from lots of other devices that have their own output volumes. Below that is the card slot door, and it does take an SD card, SDHC, the larger format, as is the case in the LS100. And below that is sort of a rubberized area on both sides of the recorder to keep you from having it slip out of your hands. Except for the back and front, the sides of this recorder are quite nice for non-slipping. They're made of some not very smooth material that holds nicely in your hand. On the left-hand side is the headphone jack at the top, a jack for a remote control below that, and the USB port below that. And below that is your typical on-off switch that Olympus has used for a while. It's a spring-locked switch. Hold it down for a couple seconds and release, and it turns itself on. Same way with turning off. And you can press it up for a key lock, in which none of the keys will operate. And on the back of the recorder is the speaker and the battery door. Very easy battery door. It slides down toward the bottom, comes off. There are 2 AA batteries. The positive ends of both face the bottom of the recorder. And that is a description of the recorder. The mode button has a pointer on it, and it can go into 4 positions. Tuner, smart mode, manual record, and quick mode. I haven't played with tuner yet. I believe you can do different things with tuning instruments, etc. I haven't found it workable, but I haven't had anybody look at it either. The smart function is actually kind of nice. It is a way to record a part of what you're going to record, the loudest part, and have the volume set at that level. And then you can begin to record, knowing that as long as your levels don't exceed that, you won't be distorted. And in fact, if your levels do exceed that, you still have a limiter that you can use here. And by the way, those of you who own the LS100, the limiter on this recorder is not channel independent. The limiter works on both channels simultaneously. Wish they'd fix that on the LS100. The rehearsal mode, or smart mode as they call it, works in the following way. You can set it to either 10 seconds, 30 seconds, or a minute, or indefinite. I believe those are the times. And if you set it to a preset time, once it reaches its time, it will beep and start recording. If you set it to unlimited time, you do it for as long as you want to. So you press the record button and you go into rehearsal mode or smart mode. You set your levels. And then you press record again, and in about a half a second, you'll hear a beep, which means you're recording, and it is recording at that particular level which you have set. Turn the mode dial one click to the left, and by the way, the voice guidance announces whatever mode it's in, and you're on manual mode. In manual mode, you use the right and left arrow buttons to raise and lower the record level, and you use the up and down volumes at all times, except when you're in the menus, for playback volume. By the way, the volumes and the limiter function are also available in smart mode. Once you've had it set the level for you and start recording, you can use any of those ways of increasing, decreasing the volume or limiter to further affect the sound. You have 70 volume clicks from top to bottom or bottom to top, and that's quite a bit of dB range for microphones. You can do limiter, either music limiter or voice limiter. Voice limiter not being quite as long at recovery as the music limiter. And you can do a lot of other things we'll get to in the menu, such as low cut, which you can do on all the other formats as well. One click to the left, and you're at quick mode. And the thing you have to remember about quick mode is it is like auto gain in that it sets its levels, but you only have to press record once. There's no reason to go into standby here to set levels because it's going to set them for you. So you press record and you're going. You don't go into record standby. This, interestingly enough, is the only mode that uses the high, middle, and low mic attenuation functions. And they really are different. But on all other modes, those make no difference in the world. High attenuation is for very soft recordings, mid is for speech and possibly other loud sounds, and low is for really loud sounds if you're recording music, etc. And these microphones do take a lot of sound pressure. You can get things pretty loud without distorting, and the auto gain works quite nicely. The recorder records in PCM WAV from 44.1 16-bit mono to stereo, all the way up to 96, sampling rate 24-bit. It will also record MP3 files from 64 kbps mono to 128 kbps stereo, 256 stereo, and 320 kbps stereo. The folder structure on this recorder is different from that of other Olympus recorders. As many of you know, some of the recorders have a recorder folder into which there are other folders. The Olympus LS100, for example, has a recorder folder and folders 01 through 05. This has a recorder folder and folders labeled folder 1, folder 2, and folder 3, and you can add folders to that at that level. But the files that you record don't go into any of those folders. They go into the root of the record folder. You can move them into the numbered folders, but they don't go there in the beginning. One of the nice things about this recorder is the ability to overdub. And you can do this on the LS100, although it's a lot harder to do. Here you have voice prompts. Find the file you want to overdub. You press function 3. the file begins to play, because I think their assumption is that you want to hear the first part of it so you know where you want to come in, etc. Or maybe you've set the metronome, or maybe you've counted down or something that gives you a cue point to start. You then press record, and now the microphones are on, and now the file begins to play from the beginning. So you hear the file as it was originally recorded, plus if you've got headphones on and monitoring on, you hear what you are currently recording as well. You can do this as many times, well, I don't know about as many times as you want it. I've done it at least 4. And the other thing that's interesting is that you are not rewriting the file. You're simply adding files to the file list. In other words, if you get to adding part 4 and you make a mistake and you want to start over again, you think, oh my gosh, now I've got to start all over from scratch from file 1. But no, all you have to do is delete the file that has the mistake, and you find that the previous file is the one you previously recorded. And so you start with that file and add what you were just adding and try not to make the same mistake again. So the nice thing is the number of times you can overdub, and I'm not sure what the maximum is, and the fact that it keeps adding files rather than overwriting the original file. Another nice thing you can do is you can have it set to pre-record. If you're in record standby, it is adding stuff to its buffer. And if you hear a sound that you want to record, you think, oh my goodness, I didn't press record in time. You've got 2 seconds to press record because it remembers the last 2 previous seconds that were in the buffer. And so you don't miss the recording. One of the problems many of us had with the LS100, still have, unless you set it up right and turn off the backlight or whatever light, is that the screen goes off after a point in time. And if you're recording, the first button press you press, say the stop button, doesn't stop it. It turns the screen back on, or turns the light back on. And the second press of the stop button actually stops the recording. And you have to pay attention to that to make sure you've stopped. This recorder, you press the stop button no matter how long you've been recording, and it stops. I know that somebody's going to say, but you didn't compare the LS100 with the LS14. Well, all right, let's do that. Here is a recording of the LS100, the LS14, and the LS7 with speech. I didn't have all recorders lined up at the same time. I did actually separate recordings, but I think you'll be able to tell what you need to know. This is the Olympus LS100 recorder. Recording in a pretty echoey room, just to see how the pickup is when I change from left to right, and you can hear the echo in the background. I'm going to compare this test with the Olympus LS14. I have the windscreen I got for the Zoom H2N on, and I'll have that windscreen on for the test of the LS14 as well. So this is noise on the internal microphones. I'm about 5 inches away, and I'm going to let some noise play, and then I'm going to change to the Olympus LS14 recorder. And this is the new LS14 recorder. Same quiet room, going around to left, to right, seeing what kind of separation these microphones give me. They aren't the same as the mics on the LS100, and I don't have the mid mic on. So I'm just using the cardioid microphones. This gives us some idea of sound. I'm using the same windscreen I did before, talking hopefully about the same distance I was before. And this is the LS7 recorder, a much smaller recorder that takes a micro SD card. Nice for putting in your pocket and going, but not very good quality. I have the same windscreen on, although it's an ill-fitting windscreen on this recorder, but let's just see what this sounds like relative to the others. The LS100 to me certainly sounds crisper. It has more bass, but then you're paying a lot more money for that recorder. And yes, you will get better microphones, but these are quite nice. And this is the Electrovoice 635 microphone, a microphone I've used on a lot of recorder tests because it is one of the low-volume dynamic microphones I have. This is being recorded on the Olympus LS14 recorder. And let's listen to noise. It's going to have some because it's not a very quiet microphone, and the volume is up quite a ways. I have quite a bit of volume on the top and the bottom on this recorder. And this is the Radio Shack over-the-head headphone-microphone combination that I use for a lot of my podcasts. As you can tell, it's very quiet. I'm really impressed with the external mic preamps of this recorder. I'm not going to do a whole lot of different microphone tests, because I think they're going to be about the same as the LS100. The microphone preamps seem pretty doggone quiet, as you could tell from the Electrovoice, which normally is quite noisy on a lot of recorders. It was very quiet. There was a hum, but that was because of my mic cable and not the recorder. So I am quite impressed. This is another microphone I often use for podcasts, the TEAC ME120. It's a cardioid microphone, battery-powered. Can't buy it anymore. It's probably 30 years old. It is a little louder than a condenser mic, and so I use it as a test of noise with low-powered microphones. At this point, I'm also using it to introduce some sounds recorded by the internal microphones. So first we hear food frying. I was holding the microphone over my wife's head, recording her cooking stir-fry. She moved.
My head.
And now the sound of our car pulling out of the garage. I'm standing about at the garage door. The car is to the right. It backs out of the garage and passes me and then leaves going down the street. And what would a podcast be without... All right, let's take a trip through the menus. As you remember, just to the right of the navigation ring is the menu button. I will press it.
Record menu.
And we come in on record menu. There are four menus in here. They're not in a line, so you can't up and down arrow among them. There are two on the top and two on the bottom. So if I go right arrow, for example,
play
I
menu.
Get to play menu. If I go right again,
record menu.
I get to record. So I just
play
cycle
menu.
Between them. If I go down,
device setting.
And if I go right,
display and sound. Device setting.
I can go up from play and record. Let's
record
see, come
menu.
In on record. I can go up.
Display and sound
and get
menu.
To them as well. So they wrap. All right, let's start with record menu.
Record menu.
I press the middle of the navigation ring.
Mic gain setting.
And I'm in the record menu. A couple notes before I begin. There are several ways to get into menu items. You can either press Enter on them. From this point on, Enter will be the center button in the middle of the ring. You can press Enter, or you can press right arrow. For example, if I press right arrow now,
middle,
I'm on one of the three mic gain settings. I happen to have that on middle. You can go up or down through these.
Low.
I'm going down.
High.
High.
Middle.
Middle. Low.
Low.
And that wraps. So I want to go up
middle.
To middle again. And one way to get back out of the tree, if you don't want to change it, is to press left arrow again, or to press function 1 again. Another way, if you're on something you want to set, is to press Enter.
Set.
It says it's set, and it has taken you back as though you would have pressed left arrow or the F1 key. Now, I'm back in the main record menu on
mic gain setting.
I arrow down.
Limiter setting.
To limiter setting. I press Enter to go in here.
Voice.
I happen to be on voice limiter. There's voice.
Off.
Off.
Music.
And music. Voice limiter returns from the lower volume much more quickly than music limiter. If you're speaking, I would use voice limiter. If you're recording music, I might use music limiter. I haven't changed this, so I'm going to left arrow out of here. I could do enter, and it will just resave what I did. But in this instance, I'm going to do left arrow.
Limiter setting.
And not only am I back, but it says what it's on. Now, there's
voice.
A difference here. If, on the other hand, I had pressed enter to set.
Set.
It simply says set, but it doesn't announce what it's on. So if you know that it is where you want it to be.
Voice.
I'm going back into limiter. You press left arrow.
Limiter setting.
And it announces the menu level you're on, which is kind of nice. I arrow down.
Rec format setting.
To record format setting. And I go in here.
PCM mode.
I have two choices. PCM.
MP3 mode.
MP3.
PCM mode.
Let's look at PCM. I press enter.
44.1 kHz, 16 bits.
That's what it defaults to. If I go down.
Monaural.
I get to monaural.
96 kHz, 24 bits.
Now, I could keep going down and get to 96 kHz, but let's go up to do these in order.
Monaural.
So I go back to
44.
Monaural,
44.1 kHz, 48 kHz, 16 bits.
I just up arrowed.
88.2 kHz, 24 bits. 96 kHz, 24 bits.
And it ramps, so I keep going
monaural.
Up.
44.1 kHz,
and I'm back
16
to 44.1.
Bits.
You'll notice that 44.1 and 48 kHz have the 16 bits, while the 88.2 and the 96 have 24 bit. So there is no 44.1 24 bit.
Monaural.
I go back to
44.1 kHz,
what
16
I want,
bits.
And this time I'm going to press left arrow because I haven't changed anything.
PCM mode.
And I'm back out to PCM mode. Remember, there are two in here, so I go down, or I could go
mode.
Up to MP3 mode.
Monaural.
And you come in on monaural. If I go down.
320 kbps. 256 kbps. 128 kbps. Monaural.
And those are your choices in MP3. I don't want any of these. I want to stay on PCM, so I left arrow.
MP3 mode.
And I have to left arrow again because I'm still in the record menu and I know I've done all the things in here I want to do.
Rec format setting.
And I'm back to record format setting. I down arrow.
Low cut filter setting.
I get to low cut filter. I'm not going to go in here. There are three choices. Off, 100 hertz, and 300 hertz. I go down one to
plug-in power setting.
And again, I'm not going to go in here because there are only two choices, on and off. And you simply arrow up and down between them and press enter on the one you want.
Microphone select setting.
I just went down to microphone select setting, and here
central is microphone off.
Where you turn off and on the central microphone. Only two choices.
Central microphone on.
There's off and on.
Central microphone off.
I have it off, so I'm going to leave it there and left arrow.
Microphone select setting.
And I go down.
Pre-recording setting.
To pre-recording setting. And this is off and on. So I'm not going to go in there. Pre-recording is that if you are in record standby, the recorder is filling its buffer with sound. And if you press record, it will put the previous 2 seconds of the buffer before the point at which you pressed record. So if you hear a sound you want to record and you think, oh my gosh, I missed it, all you have to do is press record within 2 seconds, and you've got it. I continue down.
Recording monitor setting.
Recording monitor setting. Only two choices here, on and off. And if you want headphone monitoring, don't turn it off. I go down.
Smart setting.
Smart setting. Now, this is where you can set the times for it to do the rehearsal feature, or what I call the rehearsal feature. I go in
endless.
Here, and I'm on endless, but you have
10 seconds.
I'm going down.
30 seconds. 1 minute. Endless.
I'm going to keep it on endless. We've talked about this a little bit before, but what this does is allow you to have the recorder set its own volumes for you based on the loudest sound. And the reason I have it set to endless is that if I press record, I go into record standby, and it's setting its volume depending on the sound you make. If I have it on a set time, it's going to continue until it counts down that time, and it's going to automatically go into record. If, however, I have it set on endless, I can tell it when I want to stop rehearsal mode or smart mode by pressing record again. And when I do that, I hear a beep, and then I hear another short beep, and now I know I'm recording at the volume it has set. So that's smart mode. I left arrow out of here.
Smart setting. Metronome menu.
I go down to metronome menu. If you're overdubbing, you might want to use this. I go in here.
Tempo.
You can have tempo.
Select sound.
Or select sound.
Beat.
Oh, and there's beat.
Volume setting.
Volume setting. Wow, there's
tempo.
A lot of stuff in here. Okay, tempo, I press enter on, and it's not going to read. Let's see, how would you know what tempo? I'm arrowing up, I'm arrowing down. I don't know that you would. There's a nice little explanation of what these do on the screen. Fast, slow, walking, whatever. Those aren't the right words, but it's words like that. I go down
select
to select sound.
Metronome
and
sound
I go
one.
In, and it says metronome sound 1.
Metronome sound 2. Metronome sound 1.
And those read, but not that it's doing me a whole lot of good unless I use the metronome and know what those sounds are. Well, let's see. If I set 1, does
metronome
it play
sound.
Me the sound?
Metronome
if
sound
I
1.
Set on 1.
Set.
No, it does not. All right. I arrow down.
Beat.
To beat. And here's where it doesn't read. So the metronome menu might
volume
be
setting.
A bit of a problem.
Volume 3.
Volume 3.
Volume 2.
Okay, that reads.
Volume 3.
But you might need sighted help to deal with the metronome menu. I go out to the menu tree and record, and I go down.
Mic gain setting.
And I'm back to mic gain setting. I've finished the record menu. So I press left arrow to get out of here.
Record menu.
And I go right to play. And I can go in any direction here. But I happen to want to go to play next, so I go right
play,
arrow
menu.
To play. I press enter.
Playback mode setting.
So I'm in playback mode setting. What else is in here? I go down arrow.
Skip interval setting. Playback mode setting.
There are only two choices. Playback mode has
playback area setting.
Playback area setting.
Repeat playback setting.
And repeat playback. And repeat is either on or off.
Playback area setting.
Playback area setting. I go in here with the enter key.
Folder playback.
Is folder playback.
Playback file.
Or playback file. If you have it on play file, it will stop at the end of each file.
Folder playback.
If you have it on folder playback, it will play the complete folder before it stops. So it'll go from one file to the other and continue playing. I'm going to arrow out of here because it's set on what I want.
Playback area setting.
And I'm in playback area, so I arrow out again to left
playback
arrow.
Playback mode setting.
And I go down to
skip interval setting.
Skip interval setting, and I press enter.
Skip.
And I can either skip forward.
Reverse skip.
Or a down arrow to reverse skip. And what you have in, let's
skip.
Go into skip.
File skip.
You have file skip.
10 seconds
10
skip.
10 seconds.
30 seconds skip. 1 minute skip. 5 minute skip.
So if I want the right arrow to skip by minutes, I can set it on any of these minute choices. It won't honor file boundaries at that point because you don't have it on file. I happen to want it to skip to the next file, so I go back
seconds.
Up to
10 seconds.
File.
File skip.
And hit enter.
Set.
And I back out of here.
Reverse skip.
And I can do reverse skip by
reverse
going
skip.
Down and going in there, and I
file
get the
skip.
Same choices. File
5 seconds skip,
skip and minutes, and that controls what the left arrow does.
Reverse skip.
I'm back out of there. I'm back out again to get
skip
out of
interval
play.
Setting.
All right, let's go to...
Device setting.
Device setting.
Device setting.
I go into device setting.
Memory select.
And I get memory select. And here I get two choices, either internal or if I have an SD card, I can switch to the SD card. I go down.
Power save setting.
I get power save. And
10 minutes.
It's on 10 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
1 hour. Off. 5 minutes. 10 minutes.
That's how long the recorder will be on if you don't do anything with it. I know I'm set on 10, and interestingly enough, it doesn't tell you what you're set on. You have to either remember or just press set again on whichever one you want. I know that I'm set on 10, so I'm going to left arrow.
Power save setting.
I go down again.
Time and date setting.
Time and date.
To adjust clock, set time by using plus, minus, and right, left buttons. To start clock, press OK button,
hush.
Located in center.
Yeah, located in center. Okay. I think that you could probably do this with beeps if you knew how, but I had my wife set it, so I'm not going to do that. In fact, now I can't use left arrow to get out because left arrow is taking me back through months, days, whatever. So the only really safe way to get out of here without changing something is to, guess what, do the F3 key. And since I didn't set anything, it's not going to change the time. So I go back into menus. Okay, at this point I have to correct myself. I could have gotten back one level by pressing the F1 key. I didn't think about that, and that would have taken me out of clock into the menu tree in which clock set is a part. So pressing F1 would have been the answer. Now back to the program in progress. I go
device setting.
Device setting.
Memory
I
select.
Go back to
time and date setting.
And date, and I go down from there.
USB setting.
USB setting is like the other Olympus recorders of late.
USB connection setting.
You have USB connection setting.
USB class
and USB
setting.
Class setting.
USB connection setting.
Connection setting.
PC connection.
PC connection.
AC adapter
AC
connection.
Adapter connection.
Variable.
Or variable. And if you set it to variable, it will ask you each time you connect which you want, either PC.
PC connect. AC adapter
or
connection.
AC adapter connection. I happen to
PC
want PC.
Connection.
I'm pretty sure that's what I'm on, but I'm going to hit enter anyway.
Set.
And now I go down.
USB class setting.
To USB class setting.
Storage class.
Storage class.
Composite.
Composite. Composite is what you would set it on if you wanted to use this recorder for a microphone on your computer.
Storage class.
No, I'm on storage class. So I could press enter here. But if I happen to want to hear what menu item I'm on, as I said before, I press left arrow.
USB class setting.
And I'm on USB class setting.
USB connection
down.
Setting.
I'm done with that menu. I press left arrow to get out.
USB setting.
And I arrow down to...
Reset setting.
Reset. I can do a factory reset and reset it to all the factory defaults, which I don't want to do.
Format menu.
And I can do format menu.
Internal memory.
I can format internal memory.
SD card.
Or I can format SD card. I'm
internal
going to
memory.
Do neither. So I back out of here.
Formatting cancelled.
And it says formatting cancelled. That's good.
Memory information.
I arrow down to memory information, which doesn't read. It tells you how much memory is left. At least I don't think it reads. Nope. Press
memory
left
information.
Get out of there.
System information.
System information doesn't read either. It tells you a bunch of stuff. I don't know what.
Memory select.
And you're back to memory select. So I'm done with that menu. I press left arrow.
Device setting.
I'm on device setting. I go left.
Display and sound
or
menu.
Or I could have gone right to get to display and sound menu. Press enter.
Backlight setting.
Backlight. I'm not going to do any of the light settings because if you see well enough to do this, you can probably see what it says. These have to do with contrast and how long the light stays on, etc. Let me arrow down through them.
Contrast. LED lamp setting. Beep sound setting.
Now, beep sound setting you might want.
Volume 3.
Because that gives you an ability to decide how loud the beep sounds are. I arrow down.
Volume
2. Volume
2.
Volume 1.
Off.
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 Ah,
off.
And this one doesn't wrap. It's interesting. Some menus do and some don't. So I have to arrow
volume
up
three.
To volume 3. Press
Set.
Enter. I go down to...
Language select menu.
Language select. I'm not even going to go in there. Be curious to know what languages I have, but I don't want to... Well, let's see.
English. French. Spanish. English.
Okay. Those are my three languages. Now, others of you may have different ones in other parts of the world, but that's all I have. I'm going to left arrow out of here.
Language select menu.
And go down.
Voice guidance setting.
Voice guidance setting. Ah, nice little feature they have here. Press enter.
On and off setting.
And you're on the on and off setting. If I press enter again, I can choose between on and off. I know I don't want to do that, so I go down. Again, you could go up.
Guidance speed setting.
Guidance speed.
Speed 5.
You can do speed 5.
Speed 4. Speed 3. Speed 2. Speed 1.
And let's see, does this wrap?
Speed 5.
Yes, it does. I know I'm on speed 5, so I'm going to arrow out
guidance
of here.
Speed
by
setting.
Left arrow. I
volume
arrow
setting.
Down to volume setting.
Volume
and
3.
This is the volume of the voice.
Volume 2. Volume 1. Volume 1. Volume 1.
Ah, and it doesn't say off because you've told it that you want voice guidance on. So I go back up to 3.
Volume 3. Volume 4.
Actually,
volume 5.
I have 5 choices. I'm going to go to 3.
Set.
I go down.
On and off setting.
And I'm back to on and off setting. So I'm done with voice guidance. I'm going to left arrow.
Voice guidance setting.
I'm going to arrow down.
Backlight setting.
And I'm back to where I started. So I'm going to press F3 to get out of menus. And so you ask, what about file menu? Well, there is one, but you can't get there with the menu key. You get there with the F2 key. And what you get in the F2 key depends on a couple things. If I press stop,
home,
I'm at the home screen. If I'm at the home screen and I press the play key, it doesn't say anything, but now I'm in the file list. There's on the screen a list of files. And if I press F2 now,
file move and copy setting, file lock setting, property. File, move, and copy setting.
Those are the choices I get. I press F3.
Home.
If I press play again, I'm playing
the file. The recorder records.
Now when I stop, I'm not in the file list. I'm in that file. And the F2 key gives me the following choices.
File, move, and copy setting.
I'm going to arrow down.
File, lock setting. File, divide setting. Partial erase setting. Trimming setting. Property. File, move, and copy setting.
Let's try some of these. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to record a short file, which I want to move to the SD card.
Home.
I'm going to press record. By the way, you can press record from the home screen or from the file list. I go into record standby with one beep, and what's interesting is that the same beep occurs when you go into record. So that's one thing they have changed. For the good or for the ill, I'm not sure. I'm recording a short file that I want to move to the SD card. Press stop. Play it back. I'm recording a short file that So I'm in the right file. So I'm going to press F2.
File, move, and copy setting.
I'm going to press enter.
Please select the folder to move or copy the file.
Now, what I have here doesn't tell me what I'm on. If I arrow down...
Copy to the internal memory. Move to SD. Copy to SD. Move to the internal memory.
So I get those choices. I want to copy to SD.
Copy to SD.
I press enter. Now, it doesn't tell me this when I come in, but it brings me in on the recorder folder. It's giving me a choice as to where I want to copy this. So if I arrow down,
folder 1, folder 2, folder 3,
and
recorder
I'm
folder.
Back to recorder folder. Let's arrow down because I want to copy it into folder 1.
Folder 1.
And I press enter.
File copy completed. SD.
And it's copied. No, yes, I want to do it, and up arrow and all that other sort of stuff. I press F3 to get out of here. And I'm out of the menus. What else can I do in the file list with F2? I know that I can partially erase a file. So I'm going to record a file. Press record to go into record standby. Mumble, 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 mumble. This is a file I want to record, and I want to erase the first part of the file. press stop, and play back. Mumble, mumble, mumble. Yes, okay. So, here's how you do this. You press F2.
File, move, and copy setting.
You go to...
File, lock, set. File, divide, set. Partial erase, set. Trimming.
Partial erase.
Partial erase.
Partial
setting.
Erase setting, and you press Enter.
Please set the point you want to partially erase.
All right. It wants you to set a beginning and an end point. Since I want to start at the beginning, I press F2 to set my beginning point at the beginning of the file. Now I play the file, or in some way get to the point where I want to put the end point. I'm going to press play. Mumble, 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 mumble. And I press stop, and I press F2 again to set the end point.
Start partial erasing.
What's interesting is, in this one, you do have to go up one click, even though the voice guidance doesn't tell you that. So I go up one, and I press Enter.
Partial erasing completed.
I don't know why that inconsistency, but that is the case. Now I press Play, and let's see if it worked. Well, first I have to press F3 to get out of here. Otherwise, nothing happens. This is a file I want to record, and I want to erase the first part of the file. Okay, that worked. Let's go back in here.
File, move, and copy setting. File, lock, setting.
File lock, you can either lock or unlock a file, in which case, if it's locked, you can't do anything with it.
File, divide, setting.
File, divide, setting. I'm on file, divide. I press Enter.
Please set the point you want to divide.
And this is a short file. It might not let me do it, but let me press play. This is a file I want to record. I press stop, and I press F2.
Start file dividing.
Go up one.
File dividing completed.
So here you only have to add one point, because it is the place in the file you want to divide. I press F3 to get out of here. And trim, there's a trim capability.
Trimming setting.
And you press Enter.
Please set the point you want to trim.
And what you do is you play until you get to the part of the file you want to keep. You press F2 for start marker. You get to the end of the file you want to keep, or the part of the file you want to keep. You press F2, and you trim, and the beginning and the end of the file is gone. It's as simple as that. Get out of there, and let's see. Remember
file,
again
move,
what's in here.
File, lock, set. File divide setting.
We did that.
Partial erase setting.
We did that.
Trimming setting.
We did that.
Property.
Property is going to not read. So I get
property.
Out of there.
File move and copy
and
setting.
And we've done all the things in that menu. And those, my friends, as I press F3, are the menus. One other thing while I'm in here. How do you get from folder to folder? If I press stop to get to home, and I press play to get to the file list, and I press F3,
recorder, folder.
I now can get to my folder list.
Folder 1, folder 2, folder 3, recorder, folder.
I want recorder folder, which is where all the files are stored anyway. I press enter, and that's where I am.
Home.
And I press home to make sure I'm home, and I am done with the menus. Oh, one more thing I want to show you. They have made file erasing much easier. Let me find a file to erase. I certainly recorded a lot of junk ones here. The recorder records. Okay, that's a little bit of a problem. When you press the home button, you're brought back to the first file in the list, or the first file on the card or on the internal memory. So what I do is I arrow until you start getting the lower beeps and you know that you're back into the end of the file list. So I'm going to press play here. This is a file I want to... So that was the one I recorded to erase or whatever. I press the erase button on the bottom left.
File erase mode.
I go up one.
Start erase.
And I press start.
Erase finished.
And it's done. It doesn't say, are you sure, and make you go up again to press enter to delete it or erase it. It just does it. They've taken that one step out, so it's much quicker to erase a file. In fact, you don't even have to wait for the voice prompts to end. If I press play to start playing a file. There's another file I played with. So we'll do erase.
File. Stop. Erase. Finished.
It's done. There you have it. The menus. And a few other things. One note about erasing a file. I was trying to erase all files at one point, and it wasn't there. I got to erase one file, and I went up, and there was no erase all files. And that is because I was in the file, not in the file list. So if you're in the file, if you play a file and you stop, if you only press stop once, you're in that file still. If you press it again, you're in the home screen. But if you only press it once, you're in the file, and then you can only erase that file. If you're in the file list, however, then you can erase all files. So it is in fact there. It's just treated a little differently than in the other recorders. One other note, you've been hearing me talk. Other people's voices will make this microphone sound a lot different. It's very cold outside. I haven't had a lot of chance to record a lot of sounds. And my throat, as you can tell, is not very good either. I have a very sore throat. So give these microphones the benefit of the doubt. You will get to hear a little bit of music at the end, however. That might help. What about overdubbing? I'm sure some of you have been waiting for this. You can certainly do a lot of things with this. What I'm going to do is a very simple test, and that is I'm going to record a file of strange questions, and then I'm going to do an overdub file with the answers. Of course, I've got to leave enough space in the first file to have the answers filled in. So, I go into record standby, and I press record. What is your name? Where were you born? How old are you? Thank you for your answers. And I press stop. Let's play this back to make sure I'm in the right file. What is your name? And I am. What I'm going to do now is to press F3, and as soon as I do, the file will start playing. And it's as if it wants me to know what the beginning of the file sounds like in case I've done a countdown, etc. And then I'll press record, and it will start playback at the beginning of the file. Let's see how this works. Press F3. What is your name? Now it's playing.
Where were you born?
I'm going to press record.
What is your name?
My name is Neil Ewers.
Where were you born?
I was born in Possum Hollow, Virginia.
How old are you?
Some people say I'm older than dirt. Do you believe it?
Thank you for your answers.
So let's see if it worked. I press play.
What is your name? My name is Neil Ewers. Where were you born?
I was born in Possum Hollow, Virginia.
How old are you? Some people say I'm older than dirt. Do you believe it? Thank you for your answers.
And there you have it. The real cool thing about overdubbing is that you aren't recording over the original file at any time. Each time you add a layer, it creates a new file. And so if you make a mistake in one, you don't have to start over at the beginning. You delete the file you made the mistake in and start with the previous one and add the track you were just adding. So it is a non-destructive editing kind of situation. Well, I think that about does it for this podcast. A very quick overview of some of the things that can be done. We end with a selection of music because I think you're tired of hearing me talk and you want to hear what something else besides my voice sounds like through these microphones. So a little music played through my speakers with Neil in the background, and that will be all of the podcast. You can reach me at neil@ravenswood.org, and I'll try to answer your questions. And if not, we'll both learn together. So, a bit of music and a bit of Neil in overdub. Ah, sing it, Emmylou.
Sister's coming home. Mom's gonna let us sleep all day long.
y'all.